Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Nothing's better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star or a tech nomad working from anywhere. Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are so cozy, you might forget you're wearing them. And they're crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra, with me, Richard McLean Smith. For the weeks in between episodes, we look at the stories that for one reason or other didn't make it into the show. In last week's episode, Repeat, Input, Until End, we looked at the bizarre story of how in the autumn of 1984, one British couple apparently found themselves exchanging letters through their BBC microcomputer with people from the distant past and future. This type of apparent communication has been termed instrumental transcommunication, a phrase first coined by physicist Professor Ernst Senkovsky in the 1970s. ITC, as it is more commonly known, describes the process of supposed communication with the dead or discarnate through electronic devices. Although it can take the form of images or indeed textual messages, ITC is most widely pursued through the process known as electronic voice phenomena. The apparent capture of the voices of the dead through radio or recording equipment. Senkovsky first heard about the alleged phenomena of ITC after stumbling upon the end of a peculiar panel discussion on German TV involving parapsychologist Professor Hans Bender and the fascinating artist and singer Friedrich Jürgensen. In 1959, Jürgensen, who as a young man was forced to flee from the Russian Revolution before eventually settling in Sweden, claimed to have been attempting to record birdsong when he inadvertently picked up the sound of human voices. After compiling hundreds of hours of similar recordings, Jürgensen became convinced that the sounds he was picking up were the voices of the dead. Like any rational scientist, Ernst Senkovsky naturally balked at Jürgensen's outlandish claim and, deciding he hadn't been sufficiently challenged during the TV discussion, endeavoured to test it out for himself. It wasn't long before an incredulous Senkovsky, using shortwave radio transmitters recorded by a reel-to-reel tape player, was picking up voices of his own. Some making statements such as, "We are the dead," and that the dead were thinking and speaking. 7 years previously, Latvian psychologist Dr. Konstantin Raudovej had also embarked on his own period of ITC investigations, having been inspired by Friedrich Jurgensen, specifically his 1967 book, Radio Contact with the Dead. Braudewey, who would go on to create the term electronic voice phenomena, also known as Braudewey voices, recorded over 70,000 vocal communications of unknown origin, under what were claimed to have been strict laboratory conditions. In 1971, Braudewey was invited to demonstrate his findings at a special lab in Enfield, London, which had the facility to shield specific radio frequencies. The experiments that subsequently took place were carried out under the watchful eye of physicist Ralph Lovelock and Peter Hale, one of the UK's foremost experts on electrical screening at the time. Although it isn't clear exactly what occurred, the results of the experiments were enough for Hale to declare, "Something is happening that I cannot explain in normal physical terms." Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counsellors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. It was December the 7th, 1877, when a 30-year-old Thomas Edison walked into the offices of Scientific American magazine carrying a bulky wooden box. After placing it on the editor's desk, he proceeded to open it and remove its peculiar contents, a strange-looking contraption formed of two metal diaphragms pointing inward toward a large cylindrical object made of brass, covered over with a strip of tin foil. As the small audience of journalists waited with bated breath, Edison plugged a crank into the end of the cylinder and began to turn it. Seemingly from nowhere, an ambience of rustling and hissing was conjured into the air, followed by the disembodied voice of Edison, inquiring as to everyone's health, whether the people liked the phonograph, before bidding everyone a cordial good night. The reaction on the faces of all those present was in keeping with what you might expect of anyone who had just borne witness to the first public demonstration of recorded sound. Though no evidence survives of Edison's first recording, it is believed to have been a short rendition of the popular nursery rhyme, "Mary Had a Little Lamb," recorded sometime in August 1877. A later recording, made on June 22nd, 1878, remains the oldest sound recording that was intended for being played back in existence. It was said that when, in 1878, Edison's phonograph was first demonstrated at the Academy of Sciences in Paris, audience members were so stunned by the disembodied voice coming out of the device that many believed it was a hoax. Jean-Baptiste Bouillou, a senior academic of the day, was even said to have violently grabbed the coat of the demonstrator, demanding that he come clean about the magic trick. As journalist Philippe Bourdouin remarks in the short documentary Thomas Edison and the Realms Beyond. Such a reaction could be explained by a pervading Aristotelian ideal of the time that only something with a soul was capable of having a voice. In 2015, Baudouin made an interesting discovery of his own. While perusing the shelves of a second-hand bookshop in Paris, he came across a rare edition of the Diary and Sundry Observations of Thomas Alva Edison. The book in itself, a well-known collection of writings and ideas, originally published in 1948, 17 years after Edison's death, was not a rare find. However, when Baudouin flicked to the back, he discovered in this particular copy a chapter that he had never seen before. One that had not been published in the original 1948 edition. Edison was well known to be a committed atheist, described by writer and mathematician Martin Gardner as considering nature to be the one and only supreme intelligence, indifferent and merciless in its attitude toward humanity. The missing chapter, rediscovered by Baudouin, dedicated as it was to theories involving the spirit world and how it might one day be contacted, revealed a somewhat different side to the Edison that most are familiar with. As it happened, Edison had spoken openly on the subject as far back as 1920. Speaking to BC Forbes in an interview later published in Scientific American, with the proviso that if it were possible for personalities to somehow survive after the death of the body, Edison stated, then it is strictly logical and scientific to assume that it would retain memory, intellect, and other faculties and knowledge that we acquire on Earth. Going on later to suggest that, again, if such a thing were possible, it would surely also be possible that through the careful application of science, we would one day be able to construct a device capable of communicating with those disembodied personalities. Some believe that Edison had even begun work on such a device, variously referred to as his spirit phone or necrophone. However, despite apparently alluding to the proposed invention in a number of interviews, no patent or plans for such a device were ever found in Edison's papers. If you enjoy listening to Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are massively appreciated. All elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or on Twitter at unexplainedpod. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.